is SB Nation Radio.
The next generation of sports radio.
Give me the hunter. We are the hunter. We are the hunter. Anybody who watches this out here is the hunter.
You're listening to the Sports Kings.
The wait is over. It's here now. It's game time. You know what it is.
Here's your host, Mean Gene the Sports Machine.
Brady will toss for the near side. Cut by Lewis. Lewis ahead of steam to the left. Touchdown. The Patriots strike quickly. 13 yards on the catch and run. Welcome to the playoffs. Deion Lewis. New England takes the early lead.
All right, folks. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Kings NFL Divisional Playoff Show here on SB Nation Radio. I am your host, me, Gene, the Sports Machine. I'm here live in our Houston studios with my producer, Franklin Franco. And I have a special guest today, folks. I don't know if he's a special guest. I've had to put up with this guy for all my life. It's my little brother who made the trip from Dallas. He's been just hanging out with me all weekend here in Houston. Please welcome to the show, Jeff Lambert. What's up, Jeffrey Jeff?
Hey, good morning, man. How you doing this morning, brother?
Hey, man, I tell you what. It's just good to be here. You know, we're in Houston. We've been out here just getting ready for our Super Bowl watch party down in Galveston, hanging out down there yesterday. And, of course, hanging out in Houston, downtown Houston, getting ready for another event that we're going to be doing on Saturday night. Man, you having fun?
Oh, man, enjoying myself. You know, it's always a blast when we hang out.
So I can tell by the gear that you're wearing that you're rolling with one of those teams that's playing tonight.
Well, you know, this is how I've always been, you know what I'm saying, Steelers for life. You know, so my team is the Steelers, and we play, you know, the late game. You know, they get pushed back due to weather and everything. But, you know, hey, I'm excited to see what happened, just like the games yesterday, excited. So, you know, it's an exciting time here in Houston.
It is exciting time. As a matter of fact, it's been an exciting weekend, folks. First of all, let me tell you that the show is brought to you by ONFX.com. ONFX.com, get an affordable website at an affordable price, ONFX.com. The Hilton Galveston Island Resort. The Hilton Resort in Galveston offers amazing amenities, fine dining, and an upscale atmosphere in the heart of Galveston, Texas. And, folks, guess what? Sports Kings will host our Super Bowl watch party at the Hilton Galveston Island Resort. February 5th, 2017. Come out and enjoy the excitement as we get you ready for the big game. A lot of surprises, raffles, great fun. And next week we will announce who our special guest is going to be for that event. Also, if you're looking for something to do, that Saturday night, February 4th in Houston, that's the day before the big game. We got you covered, okay? Join the Sports Kings at Live Sports Bar and Grill as we welcome three-time Super Bowl champion, MVP of Super Bowl 30, former cornerback for the Dallas Cowboys, Larry Brown, is going to join us. It's going to be a great event, man. Hey, we got so much going on, Jeff. Maybe we had to come down here all this weekend just to set this up.
Hey, we want to make sure everything is right before we get here. You know, we want to do last-minute preparations, so we want to make sure we get in touch with the right people and make sure everybody got everything lined out.
And that's why having a little brother, you know, even though I picked on him all his life, it just having a little brother that can just come on and got your back, man, it's been pretty cool. So, hey, folks, Divisional Weekend is what we've been talking about. Two big games yesterday, and we are going to get into these games and break these games down. Just to give you some scores, it was the Seattle Seahawks losing to the Atlanta Falcons by a score of 36-20. And then the night game and the one that all Houstonians were tuned into last night, including me and Jeff, it was the New England Patriots beating the Houston Texans by a score of 34-16. And it was quite interesting. I mean, it was one of those games where the defense, Jeff, basically showed up. The defense did their thing.
Yeah, they really did. They really did, man. And I watched that game. I thought it was going to be a kind of a real shootout type of thing, you know. And somehow in the mix, you know, the man of the hour, Mr. Showtime himself, Tom Brady, always found
Tom terrific things out. Yeah, Tom Brady got it done. And I tell you what, I don't know what to say about the offense. But I think we got some sound bites there from Bill O'Brien. Just kind of tell us what happened with the Houston Texans offense.
We have to play better offensively. In order for us to get to where we need to be in this league with the defense that we have. And so I put that on me. You know, we have to figure it out. We've got to spend a lot of time this offseason soul searching. Everybody's got to look in the mirror and figure out what we need to do better.
Yeah, that was head coach Bill O'Brien just saying, hey, he takes full responsibility for the offense, says it's on him. And, I mean, you know, I tell you what, man, if you look at the stats for that game, Brock Osweiler, 23 of 40, 198 yards, one touchdown, three interceptions. And, you know, I like to give quarterback ratings on this show, 47.7. It's not going to get it done.
Never, never, never when you're playing up against a person, a quarterback as Tom Brady. You have to really come with your A game at all times. Yeah. You know, you can't, kind of like what we were just talking about, you don't want to make last-minute preparations. Mm-hmm. You got to come knowing what you need to do, offense, defensively. You just got to.
But it was a winnable game for the Houston Texans.
It was.
I mean, let's look at the – Tom Brady did not have his best game. Tom Brady was only 19 of 38, 287 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions, and a 68.6 quarterback rating. I guarantee you right now, Tom Brady is probably up watching the game. Him and Bill Belichick are probably breaking down that game. That was a worst playoff performance I've seen from Tom Brady in years.
Well, the way the game also got the going, and I was looking at it, and I've watched several games Tom Brady does, it's like he has an impact on the situation, seemed like an influence with the referees. I think that when Tom Brady started, as long as they kept him calm, he was cold. When he started getting frustrated and wasn't getting Tom Brady calls from the refs, and he started getting frustrated, he got hot. So when you let that monster come out in him, the outcome was what it was last night.
Okay.
Houston had him. They had him. I say, okay, it's going to be a good one. They got him. They know what to do. They let him get hot. They started making errors, which made him mad. And he went from Tom Brady to the Incredible Hulk, Tom Brady.
Okay. Yeah, he did. I mean, it was quite interesting. So as far as some other interesting things coming out of the that game, and we'll probably talk about it a little bit more in the next segment, what's going to happen with the future of this Houston Texans team? Jadeveon Clowney, what more could you ask for him? I mean, like I said, defense played very well in that game last night, but you just did not get the offensive input that you needed. One thing, and I told Franklin, our producer, when I walked in here, Jeff, me and you talked about it too. Mm-hmm. I mean, the one touchdown pass that Osweiler had young man dropped in the end zone, crazy. I mean, that was just – you couldn't put the ball in the perfect place.
It felt right
there. Was that Fuller that dropped that ball? Yeah.
It was right there. It was in his hands. I don't know what happened. He just dropped it. I mean, it was like right there, and he let it go.
I mean, it's those little things. And we're sitting up here, we, you know, watching highlights from the game last night, and there's that one pass that Osweiler threw that ended up being a forward pass. It was incompletion, but I tell you what, man, just a remarkable turn of events. And that final score, 34-16. And I know we always talk about point spreads. How does Vegas know a game is going to be won by 16 points?
I didn't even want to bring it up, but it kind of looked like, you know, and I didn't want to make it seem like, just for the Houston, you know, sake of everything, that when the guy got in there, like you say, and he just dropped the ball like he had it and just opened his hands to say, oh, I forgot about the point spread.
Well, I mean, hey, it was a 16-point spread. They win by 18. I mean, come on, man. Who knows this stuff? And you took the points, didn't you?
I took the points.
You took New England to cover that?
Hey, I took New England.
You know somebody that knows somebody?
Hey, man. Anytime you got a markup like that, man, somebody knows something. Like I say, we've been talking about this.
But the game looked so close. The 14-13 thing there for a minute.
It was, but at the end of the day, somewhere, somebody behind the scenes.
Oh, it's kind of
like
goodness.
Like a movie. It was rolled out.
So, and I'm tripping out on this. I mean, how about this? Julian Edelman, 13 targets, had 8 catches there for 137 yards, no touchdowns. He had that big long 48 yard one that the defense did give up. And then they had Hogan who caught that one there. He had a 45-yard pass, too. So I tell you what, we will get more into this game, the Texans and the Patriots here on the Sports Kings. So we'll see you right back after the break. You're listening to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show right here on SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
All right, folks. Once again, we are back. You're listening to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on SB Nation Radio with Mean Gene, the Sports Machine. Got my producer Franklin and my little brother Jeffrey here. Jeff, you doing okay?
Hey, man. I'm doing wonderful. Hey, I'm starting to come alive, man.
I know it's an early morning show.
Houston,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm coming alive. You know, I'm up.
You have to, man, excited, because.
You know, closer this, to get to time for some kickoff, some football, man.
Oh. Just
kind of like, hey, the day has come.
And we got a couple of hours to wait because, you know, and kickoff was supposed to come today at 12 o'clock here Central Time. But the NFL decided that the weather was getting the best of the KC area, so they moved the Kansas City game back to a 7:20 Central Time start time tonight. And you know what? I was just looking at that KC weather. It looked like they're going to probably have a lot of snow. It's going to be kind of wet. Look like the temperatures are going to be a little bit above freezing. Maybe not by much, but I think at game time for the Steelers game, it should be like 33 degrees tonight. So we'll see how that goes. But we were wrapping up the game between the New England Patriots and the Houston Texans, and I had already said earlier about Tom Brady's performance, which was not the best that I've ever seen, and apparently he agrees with me.
You just got to learn from it. You know, I think this team did a good job, you know, playing against us. They had some good scheme stuff, you know, that worked. They have some good rushers, and they have good guys in coverage, and they had a pretty good scheme. So I think it was a lot of things, and then when you add our poor execution on top of that, and then you add our turnovers on top of that.
Yeah, I mean, just a lot of turnovers, poor execution, Tom Brady was talking about. And, of course, it was just a bad performance by Brady. But, man, was he working those referees last night.
He really was. And, like I say, that wasn't Tom Brady's best game. It was just you can't take anything from the defense of the Houston Texans as well. So they brought that defense game to him. So he really wasn't expecting what they was bringing to him. So it kind of threw him off his rhythm as far as the Tom Brady that we used to see him play. So it had some type of factor on it.
Yeah, I think so. So just to kind of get you up to date on what happens next, okay, for the New England Patriots, they will host the AFC Championship game, okay? They will wait for the winner of the KC-Pittsburgh Steelers game later on tonight. The Super Bowl, the road to the Super Bowl as far as the AFC concerns, goes through the number one seed. The number one seed made the AFC Championship game. Now, if you are a Houston Texans fan, well, you might be wondering what's going to happen with your team. Couple of big things. First of all, you may have heard Bill O'Brien's name mentioned for possible coaching jobs. So how does that happen? How does a guy's name get mentioned for a possible coaching job when he's still coaching? So let's go ahead and see what Bill O'Brien has to say about his future.
I'll be back next season. I'll be the Texans head coach. I'll be back next season. Like I said, I have a 5-year contract. This is year three. And like I've also said, I need to do a better job. You know, I think we have a good football team. We need to do a better job, especially on offense. And so I'm gonna work hard to try to get that improved this offseason.
Hey, and he said he'll be back. Says he'll be back. Gonna work hard. Gonna try to get it done. Got this 5-year contract thing going. Of course, now we always hear those things. Next thing you know, there's some big breaking news about, oh, we're gonna buy you out of your contract, or you're gonna take another job for a first round pick or something. I mean, stay tuned. But I think Bill O'Brien is safe. But I tell you what, though, how about the big man? The big man that used to play for the Patriots, who came over to the Texans. I think, and you know what I'm talking about Vince Wilfork. So something's going to happen to Vince. Let's talk to Vince and see what's going on.
I enjoyed every bit of my career. You know, I enjoyed 11 great years in New England. I enjoyed 2 great years in Texas with these teammates, unbelievable teammates. I couldn't have any better teammates from both organizations. I'll take my time and think about it, but I think I played my last, NFL football game.
Wow. Vince Wilfork says he thinks he may have played his last NFL football game. 11 years with the New England Patriots, 2 years with the Houston Texans, okay? 13 years. Big guy, man. Big guy. We've seen him do some crazy things in his 13-year career. But he said, Jeff, might be his last game played last night.
I can kind of see that. You know, it's hard going back and playing against a team that you didn't put a lot of help in building the team to where they are at. And I think when you play up against this, more than just this is my opponent, it was more like playing against a family member or something. You don't really want to go in and get your best game to try to hurt them guys. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, hey, man, this is my family. And I'm really just coming here. I'm going to do a job, but I'm not going to do it to my full potential to where I hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he was probably playing against anybody else, I think the game probably would have went a little bit different.
Yeah, I know. And it's been a sweet feeling for a guy like that, having to go all the way back to the place where he spent 11 years. And, not to say that he didn't play hard or anything, but, I mean, I can understand the predicament the guy's in. Great guy. I never had a chance to meet him personally. But, of course, I know the Houston Texans organizations appreciate what he's done, and I know the Patriots as well. So I don't know. Hall of Famer? You think?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
think
yeah.
Hall of Famer?
Definitely. I think so. He's a Hall of Famer.
We'll find out in 6-7 years from here. Okay, so there was another game that was played. Actually, this was the first game, but it was the Seattle Seahawks and the Atlanta Falcons. And I can tell you right now, I don't care what people say. When I'm looking at these stats here and I see how poorly the Seattle Seahawks ran the ball, they missed Marshawn Lynch. I don't care what they say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was some Skittle-eating missing.
Skittle sales that went down. You can't even find any Skittles now. Even Skittles, the stock went down because Marshawn Lynch is not on the
Starburst.
Starburst, you got to chew on those damn things forever.
That's what I'm talking about. I like that game.
No, I want some Skittles, man. You can get those Skittles in and out of your mouth
for real.
36-20. Hey, folks, I have been talking about the Atlanta Falcons. Oh, now don't get on the wagon now. The only wagon that's going around is the Dallas Cowboys wagon. No one's looking at the Atlanta Falcons wagon.
Oh, man, I told them, I say, hey, man, everybody kind of been underestimating the Atlanta Falcons, man.
Mm.
You know, we haven't really seen too much out of them in past years. But after so long, man, you have to try to, come to terms to say, hey, look, don't forget about us. You know, they want to bring the Dirty Bird back.
I don't know if they should bring the Dirty Bird back, especially after what Jamal Anderson did.
I was watching in the stands. They were Dirty Bird.
They did the Dirty Bird?
They were Dirty Bird.
Well, let me tell you right now, Matty Ice, 26-37, 338 yards, 3 touchdowns. I tell you what, the Atlanta Falcons, and I hope, America, you got a chance to see them last night. And you got a chance to see. Of course, I do want to know what happened with Julio Jones there late in the game. I don't know if they took him out. He was kind of hobbling around, but it didn't even matter. The C teams now move forward, just like Green Bay last week. The guy, major guy gets hurt. Next man up, man. Randall Cobb comes out there and get it done. We'll talk about that game later. Mm-hmm. But to see that people step up, Devontae Freeman. You just had so many – you got so many names and so many people on that Atlanta Falcons team that contributes to their success, man. And here, Freeman, on the ground. Freeman is a good all-purpose guy that can get it done. So we're going to break down this Atlanta Falcons-Seattle Seahawks game. Plus, we have some comments from Pete Carroll. You're listening to the Sports King Divisional Round Playoff Show right here on SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
Ryan in the shotgun with Coleman to his left. Drops the throw once more. Dances to the left. Throws to the end zone. Wide open. Tevin Coleman slides for the touchdown. The back left corner of the end zone. And Coleman all alone as he slid to stay in bounds and extend the Falcons. Stockton lead, 18-10 Atlanta.
Folks, we are back once again. You're listening to the Sports Kings NFL Divisional Playoff Show. With me, Gene the Sports Machine, my little brother Jeff Lambert, and my producer Franklin Franco. Folks, we are getting it done here. And, yeah, you heard some sound bites. Matty Ice getting it done. Matty Ice hit Tevin Coleman there for that touchdown. Matty Ice, once again, 26 of 37, 338 yards. Amazing stuff there. So now what happens with the Atlanta Falcons with that 36 of 20 win? The Atlanta Falcons being the number two seed, okay, they have to wait and see what happens between the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers. If the Green Bay Packers upset the Dallas Cowboys, then Atlanta will stay home. The NFC Championship game will be played in the Georgia Dome, okay? If the Dallas Cowboys win over the Green Bay Packers, then Atlanta would have to get on the road, leave their dome stadium to come over to Dallas and play in their dome stadium, mm-hmm. which kind of makes it seem like Atlanta, you know, either way, they're going to be playing in a dome next week.
Playing in a dome.
Either way.
Going to feel comfortable wherever they go because they're in a dome.
Yes, so now, while they're feeling comfortable, let's talk about a team that's feeling uncomfortable, and that's the Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson, we just talked about the fact that Marshawn Lynch, they missed that running game. That running game was horrible. Looking at these stats here, Russell Wilson rushed for 49 yards, Rawls 34 yards, Collins 14, McKissick 3, horrible. But when you look at the passing, I mean, Seattle is now an all-passing team, which means that it is really easy to defend them now. And it shows. I mean, it really shows. So what I like to know is what's going to happen to the Legion of Doom, because I just see things changing with that Seattle defense. And let's see what Pete Carroll has to say about the future of the Seattle Seahawks.
We had trouble getting over the hump for millions of reasons. We really couldn't capture it the way we wanted to, but we kept fighting and clawing and scratching and gave ourselves a chance to be here, gave ourselves a chance to win this football game today. But Atlanta won today. They played a very good football game.
Yeah, they played a very good football game. And yeah, I mean, Pete Carroll was very, you know, kind of, you know, you can tell he was a little bit upset about what happened. But, Jeff, I mean, we were talking during the commercial break. You think the Legion of Doom is the Legion of Doom? They're
well,
doomed?
It's the Legion of Doom's day yesterday for them. So, you know, the thing is, like I say, you can look back on different teams, different sports. You get a good team and you start breaking them up, it falls apart every time. It's never the same. And you can tell the Legion of Doom is not the Legion of Doom anymore. You could tell with Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
Richard Sherman got burnt last night, man.
Julio Jones, and they went right at him.
Oh, my goodness. They went at him. And you could see the frustration in him.
You mad, bro?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and then you have them guys, man, start pointing the finger at different players.
You can see. You can see all that, that whole demeanor.
If you're not going to, you know, play, I'm really not going to play. So, you know, it's just like I don't care type thing. And you can see it in Richard Sherman.
Yeah, you can see it. It was a poorly played game. I picked Atlanta to win that game, and I wasn't shocked that of that outcome. And I tell you what, folks, and I know there are some quarterbacks. Let's exclude the Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. That's going to leave Matty Ice. That's going to leave Dak Prescott. I mean, you know, you just never know. I mean, hey, what, you know, somebody has a chance to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, yeah, of course, now that Dallas got to get to Green Bay, we're going to get into this Dallas-Green Bay matchup now. Well, let's just start with that one first before we put the Matty Ice is in the NFC Championship game. The Atlanta Falcons, a different Atlanta Falcons team from years before.
Yeah, and I think they actually wanted to put on a good show. Not saying that this was going to – well, this might have been the last game played.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the Georgia Dome. So, you know, now they will be moving next year to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah.
$1.5 billion stadium. Ooh, so, whoa. You know, hey, let's go out.
If anybody has the money, Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, yeah. You put Mercedes in front of
Yeah, I know
you,
it.
You know what I'm saying? I knew a young lady named Mercedes.
Yeah.
She was worth a lot.
All right, we got to talk. Oh, okay, it's a family show. Hey, so check this out. So what we got here now, folks, is the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys will play at 3:40 p.m. Central Time. The Packers have scored 30 or more points in each of their last five games, which should be interesting. These teams also are going to meet for the eighth time in postseason. Dallas leads the playoff series 4-3, and all-time series is tied at 17-17, including the postseason. So what happened in week six? The Dallas Cowboys defeated the Green Bay Packers 30-16, and whoo! Well, here we go. Here we go. This is a game the Dallas Cowboys have not played a meaningful game in a couple of weeks. I mean, they've just been kind of sitting around. Routine has been broken a little bit. Ezekiel Elliott got into a fender bender on his way to the Frisco facilities up there. Nothing major. Because he did get into another accident when he was with Ohio State. You know, he hydroplaned a little bit. That happens,
Driving
with a suspended license. I mean, you know, things happen, okay. But the Dallas Cowboys should be ready. Anytime you set around, Atlanta Falcons set around, hey, they came out ready. So now we're going to see what the Dallas Cowboys are going to do. And I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and see what Mr. Dak Prescott has to say about this.
I mean, it's my first run at it, so I can't tell you really what I'm expecting. I'm expecting to just go out there for it to be a great atmosphere. I mean, it's a big game. I want to go home. I know the importance of that, and it's a great position we've put ourselves in.
So Dak says, you know, he's looking forward to it. It's going to be a great atmosphere. He realizes that it's win or go home. And, man, this is a tall order. You got two rookies here. This Dallas Cowboys football team has been led by two rookies all year. An amazing thing when you get young guys like that that could come in and give it up to Jason Garrett for keeping these guys focused. That's not an easy thing to do. I do have him as my coach of the year. I know a lot of people might disagree with me, but he has been in a position to screw things up. He hasn't. He kept these rookies focused. Got these guys going. And how about this? Another player on that team, everyone always wants to know what's going on in Dez Bryant's head. So let's see what Dez has to say about this big game today.
Nothing to where I put pressure on you. You know, you want to enjoy it and be relaxed and go out there and play ball the way you know how to play. It's a once-in-a-lifetime moment, so you have to view it that way. You have to look at it, you know, like I said, you know, that way. And you just have to prepare, and you just have to have your mind right, and then just go play.
We talk about Dez Bryant because it's funny. Everyone remembers a few years ago, Dez Bryant, the catch that wasn't a catch. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that was water under the bridge. I mean, this is all new now. I mean, I tell you, I'm not going to get caught up in storylines like that. This is a new game, and I tell you right now, we had Jim Jeffcoat, the great Jim Jeffcoat, two-time Super Bowl champion on the show a couple of weeks ago. And I asked Jim, I said, hey, who does the Cowboys want to see? At the time, he said the Giants. He figured that there's no way. They were waiting for the Giants. The Giants had punched them in the mouth twice. They was waiting for that third time. And he said he feared the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, yeah. And their team to be feared. At this time of the year, you know, Aaron Rodgers, he comes through. Like everybody know, this is his time. This is Aaron Rodgers' time, and this is when he's under pressure. Oh man, he just brings that A game.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be tough though because we saw what they did last week. Next man up, Jordy Nelson gets that shot in the ribs, man. You know, I mean, and I just knew something was wrong with that guy. I mean, you get a hit like that, I don't care how much football padding you have on, he got hit very hard. He went out the game. You couldn't tell. Randall Cobb came in, filled in great. I had already talked last week about Randall Cobb and what he would be able to do for the Packers. So anyway, folks, hey, we are at the end of the segment. When we come back, it's our final segment. We'll finish up this right here. You're listening to the Sports Kings NFL Divisional Playoff Show right here on SB Nation Radio. Folks, once again, we are back. It's the final segment of the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show, or we could say the NFL Divisional Round Playoff Show. here on SB Nation Radio. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can always download the podcast from podcastarena.com. Click on the SB Nation Radio. Look for the Sports Kings logo. Download the show, and you will enjoy it. We are getting down to the nitty-gritty end of the 2016 NFL season. Once again, the Sports Kings will host our Super Bowl watch party at the Hilton Galveston Island Resort on February 5th. Come out and enjoy the excitement as we get you ready for the big game. Lots of prizes, raffles, great fun. Next week, we will announce our special guests for that event. And on Saturday, if you're looking for something to do Saturday evening, February 4th, 2017, how about this? The day before the big game, we got you covered. Join the Sports Kings at Live Sports Bar and Grill, 407 Main Street in downtown Houston, as we welcome three-time Super Bowl champion, MVP of Super Bowl 30, and former cornerback for the Dallas Cowboys, Larry Brown. He's going to join us. Now, this event starts at 7 p.m., and immediately following the live podcast, R&B hip-hop artist Black Egypt will perform. So come check us out. For more information, you can go to our website, sportskings.net. All right, Jeffrey Jeff, it's our final game. On Sunday. Did we finish up? Well, we got to go back and pick the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers. It's a 5.5-point spread. Cowboys are favored in this game. Who you got?
Mean G, I'm going to go with the Packers on this one.
You're going to go with the Packers?
I'm going to take 5.5.
I think you're taking the spread. I think if the Cowboys going to win, you just need the Packers to cover the spread.
I just need the Packers to cover the spread.
All right, hey, you know
I think they're going to win.
I tell you what, oh, my goodness. I know Dallas has been sitting around. It's just something about Aaron Rodgers and what's going to happen. I know they will be without Jordy Nelson. Let's see, you know, Mike McCarthy might put something together. Oh, my goodness. I think the Packers might win this game. I just think the Packers are going to win this game. It's going to be interesting to see how it's going to be played. We heard Dez Bryant mention being relaxed. I know Dak Prescott is excited. I mean, this is just uncharted territory for rookies. It's just hard to go against Aaron Rodgers. So I think I'm going to go with the Packers as well. So, which brings us to the last game, which is still on. Okay, the weather seems like it might pan out. May not be as much ice falling from the skies in Kansas City as we thought. But if the temperatures are above freezing, that's going to help things. Good luck getting to the game. But I know the two teams will be out there on the field if nobody else is out there. Mm-hmm. But let's go ahead. I mean, this is a big game. Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers will take on the Kansas City Chiefs right there at Arrowhead Stadium. The Steelers have won 8 games in a row and also beat the Chiefs 43-14 back in week 4. They did not have Le'Veon Bell in that game. So I don't know how they're going to prepare with Le'Veon Bell, talking about the Chiefs. But let's go ahead and get some comments from Big Ben on this game.
We know that this is an awesome challenge. They're very, very good defense and a hostile environment. So we got to really put some work in.
Yeah, Big Ben says he's got to put some work in. Hostile environment. Of course, you know the Pittsburgh Steelers fans run deep. Wouldn't be surprised if they've been camping out there for about a week now. But I'm also interested in hearing, you know, what Alex Smith thinks about this game. Let's go ahead and see what Alex thinks about the big one.
A big challenge for us. These guys make you prepare for a lot defensively. They do do it all. They play every front. Everybody can come. You know, every linebacker, every corner, every guy can drop into coverage, nose guard, defensive end, D tackle. Doesn't matter. They do it all, and they make you prepare for a lot. So big challenge for us.
Yeah, Alex Smith says big challenge for the Kansas City Chiefs. So let's go ahead and break this game down here. In this last segment, Jeff, I mean, what do you see? What's going to happen today?
Well, I look at the fact, even though Pittsburgh is my team, I'm still one of those guys that just look at the big picture of everything. I've been kind of monitoring how Vegas got Pittsburgh, the underdog in this one. And this line haven't moved from 1.5 for the last 2 weeks.
1.5.
Okay. So somewhere somebody feel like Kansas City is not the team to beat Pittsburgh like they think it is. Every other team that I've been watching this, the lines have moved quite a bit, quite a bit in the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Only this game has stayed like it's been. It went from 2 down to 1.5. So somewhere, I don't think that Pittsburgh is going to beat them again, 43-14. But I do feel like Pittsburgh will come out division winner in this one, on this game here.
I agree. I mean, 43-14 without Le'Veon Bell, and I know that a lot of games have been played since then.
And then looking at the weather conditions.
The weather conditions, which both teams play in that cold weather stuff. Andy Reid is a big-time game prep guy. But still, man, how do you prep, you know? Pittsburgh can keep it on the ground or they can throw it in the air. It doesn't matter with this team. We saw what they did against Buffalo in that snow, a game that looked like no one wanted to play in. Mm-hmm. Le'Veon Bell had the best game of the year. So I agree. I think I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh still is to get it home, to get it in, because, you know, Casey, if they were really dominant and that favorite, they certainly that spread. But I got a big question for you. So, how much money will I get if you win? I keep hearing, because I know you're winning. I know you are winning.
We'll talk about that.
I just need to go
on the family members listening might want to borrow or something.
Franklin can record this, and we can play this back forever on my cut in case you forget.
Hey, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it later.
Hey, I mean, it's going to be an interesting game, folks. Pittsburgh Steelers, no strangers to playoff victories here. These two teams, by the way, this will be their second time meeting in the postseason. So, interesting stuff there. Folks, we're about to wrap it up here. We are done. Once again, well, thank you for listening. Hope you have a great sports weekend. Want to thank Jeff, you, and Franklin for getting it done here. Next week, folks, we will be in Dallas for the AFC-NFC Championship Show. We'll see you right back here on the Sports Kings NFL Championship Show on SB Nation Radio.